Wednesday morning, that means Scott Richards comes in and we have our weekly chat with South Strand internists. And today's Strand Urgent Care with Dr. Jay Vance Vandergrift. Good morning, Dr. Vandergrift. You mentioned a topic that I was quite honestly not familiar with at all. You call it syncope?
Yeah, correct. So we see a lot of patients both in the primary care setting and in the urgent care setting that are coming in because they got dizzy and they passed out. Another closely related is near syncope, and that's where they feel like they're going to pass out, but they don't actually pass out. And there's several reasons for syncope that, you know, may help your listeners to understand, you know, passing out is not a normal thing.
No, I wouldn't think so. So let's go into, does it come on suddenly? Is it a regular occurrence? Let's do, you know, talk about what happens, and then what do we do, and why is it happening?
Yeah, absolutely. Those are the key questions. Is it a regular occurrence? When is it happening? What are you doing when it happens? Oftentimes, we'll see patients that will maybe be sitting on the toilet, they're straining, they get up afterwards, and they'll get lightheaded and pass out. And that's called vasovagal syncope, and that's where the vagal nerve gets stimulated during the going to the bathroom, and that creates an overstimulation, and it can create the activity in the brain where it just kind of gets fried and gets short-circuited for a minute. That's a fairly common thing that we see in the emergency room. You know, mom or dad falls in the bathroom. In the bathroom floor because they had a syncopal episode after going to the bathroom. But it could be seizures, it could be a stroke, it could be because of atrial fibrillation. I mean, there's so many different medical conditions that can lead to the feeling of lightheadedness, getting a flush, warm, hot feeling, sweating, palpitations where your heart's racing, sometimes even nausea, blurred vision, things are going like a white out or a dark shade going over your eyes. And all of those are symptoms of this near syncope or syncope episode.
But so many of those symptoms sound like they're affiliated with other issues too. So how do you separate that?
Well, and that's why we have patients come in, we go through a full exam, get more details on what were you doing when this happened. Did you stand up fast? Were you rolling over, changing positions? Was it occurring, you were just sitting there, not doing anything, and it happened? Or vice versa, were you exerting yourself? Were you exercising, or were you lifting, or doing yard work, or doing some sort of an exertional thing? And that's when you had this episode, because that could indicate a cardiac issue or a stroke issue.
So what would be the most common issue that would indicate this syncope? What would be sort of, you know, this is maybe where you don't worry too much, but this is why it happens? Because you've talked about some really serious things, you know, stroke, heart, obviously something you want to have taken care of, but is it more common to have things that are a little minor?
Absolutely. Vasovagal syncope is the most common. It could also happen because you're dehydrated and not getting enough nutrition and fluids. You've been working outside all day in the hot sun, not drinking enough water, and all of a sudden you get weak and pass out. So sometimes it's pretty straightforward like that. Other times we can't put a finger on what's causing it, and we say, look, you know, we need to do some more tests here. Let's get some blood work. I think we need to do a brain scan and make sure you haven't had a stroke. Maybe an EKG to see if you're in an irregular rhythm or have you had a heart attack.
So it is sort of normal, because when you started talking, you know, it's, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I did a lot of yard work and it was very warm and I really felt kind of faint-headed, and my immediate reaction was, well, I probably haven't had enough to drink, so that could be very common.
Yeah, and sometimes medicine affects. I mean, there's so many different variables. You're taking a blood pressure pill and your pressure's dropped too low, or your sugar drops too low if you're on certain sugar medicines. You know, there's so many factors, and that's probably why your listeners need to go to their doctor and get it checked out if this happens. Don't just chalk it up and say, oh, it was probably just this. Well, probably is great, but let us tell you that it was or was not.
Now, is it something that could happen regularly? Is it the sort of thing that, you know, you go without treatment and it's just there as part of your life? Or no, this should not be happening, period?
No, it should not be happening. But if you can say every time I do X, Y, or Z, then that kind of helps the doctors decide, okay, is there an association? Was it your blood pressure just keeps dropping every time you stand up too quick, and maybe the blood pressure medicines you take need to be cut back? And so if there's a pattern to it, then that kind of helps direct where's the most likely source and what kind of testing or treatment could be provided for that.
Is there any kind of a specific treatment just for the lightheadedness and the fainting? Is it that is maybe not associated with anything seriously medical, or is it, listen, we have to just adjust some lifestyle?
I think the hydration would probably be the first thought there. Okay. It's just making sure you're staying hydrated, particularly in the hot summer months. But, you know, this, even as it's getting in the fall, people are getting out because the weather's not as hot, but you can still get dehydrated just working in your yard with it 75, 80 degrees.
And I think it's fair to say that we don't know that we're dehydrated until it's too late. We have to be drinking continuously. Any recommendations on, you know, how to make sure we're hydrated?
You know, you're constantly sweating, losing water through the skin. Even if you don't feel hot and sweaty, you're still perspiring, and that's your body's way of keeping the internal temperature at a regulation. And so you just have to, you know, make sure that you're drinking water continuously when you're outside and keeping those fluids. I'm not a big fan of the Gatorades and those type, because they have a lot of salt in it. And so if you do that, you can mix it with your water to sort of dilute it down a little bit, because you don't want to replenish a lot of salt, because, again, sometimes the salt can affect your blood pressure and other things.
Well, but what about if you're doing some really hard exercising? Is that still something you wouldn't recommend?
Yeah, I don't. I think water is all you need for the most part.
So a little, maybe a drop of Gatorade if you want some flavor, but the rest of it should be water.
You can do half and half. I mean, it's just if you feel like you need those electrolytes, that the Gatorade, the potassium and such, you can do half and half. But water should be sufficient when you're hydrating.
Wow. I've learned so much. Syncope. So the bottom line here is, if you feel lightheaded or fainting or passing out, that's not something that you should diagnose on yourself. Certainly, you need to see your doctor. And it sounds like it could be anything from relatively minor to relatively serious, so certainly not something we want to leave alone, right?
That's right.
Dr. J. Vandegrift at Strand Urgent Care, which, yes, is an urgent care facility, but Dr. Vandegrift is a family physician, and he can take care of you from start to finish in all ages. You know what? Let's remind people where you're located, because it's a relatively new office.
That's right. We're at the backside of Carolina Forest, right off of International Drive, right off of Highway 31. So it's very easy to get to us, either from Myrtle Beach, North Myrtle Beach, from Conway. We've got patients coming even from Georgetown and Andrews to see me.
You are smack dab in the middle of everything.
That's right.
Dr. Vandegrift, it's always a pleasure, and as always, we will have this as a podcast on our website and on your website. We will chat again in 2 weeks. Thank you so much.
Thank you.